Kata Marcon. Kata means what? Kata. Kata. It's a preposition, but it means according to. According to Mark. Kata Marcon. According to Mark. And Mark is in the accusative. Kata Marcon. According to Mark. The gospel according to Mark. So we're going to start at 14 and verse 12. Are we ready? Kai te prote hemera ton oxymon hote to pasca eth theon lugusen autu hoi mathete autu pu teles apelthontes etoi mesomen hina phages to Pascha. All right. It says, Kai is a conjunction. Page 208. And here it is a conjunction. Sometimes a strong adversative conjunction. Whatever. Page 208 in the Analytical Greek Lexicon. And in the first day. And that is locative singular feminine. Okay? Now, te, you see that aorta or eta there with the eota subscript under it? That tells you it's in the locative case. Locative instrumental dative, there's three cases that are have the same endings on them. In the, or during the first day, during the prote, the first day, hemera, of the feasts. Of unleavened bread. What do you know about this, Brother Roger? The first day of the feast of unleavened bread. How many days is that?
Seven
days.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the first day of the feast of unleavened bread. All right. How many Passovers were there in the week that Jesus was crucified? I mean, not Passovers, how many Sabbaths?
Three
Sabbaths that week. Okay. And the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Azumon, when the Pascha, we got a word Passover from that, they kept on sacrificing, all right, the Passover lamb, they kept on sacrificing. How many Passover lambs were usually sacrificed at the temple area on the feast, on the Passover feast?
Like 15,000?
Thousands of them.
Thousands of them.
And what they would do is they would go there and they would take a lamb, and how long would they keep that lamb in their house? Huh? Over a week. So they'd look at it and make sure there wasn't one thing wrong with that lamb. No imperfection, and they would coddle it and pet it, and just make it as happy as it could possibly be, and pamper it. Now, this lamb is something very special, because the father of the household is going to gather up everybody's sins. Sharon is going to tell her father her sins. Marilyn is going to tell her father her sins. Brother Roger is going to tell his father her sins. And I'm going to tell my father my sins. And then they're going to go down there and they're going to confess the sins on the head of that lamb. And they'll pull his head back, and with a very sharp knife, they'll cut his throat. That thing that is innocent, all of our sins are laid upon it. Now that Passover lamb, this is the last lambs that should have. They shouldn't even have sacrificed this lamb. Yes, Sharon.
Is that done in the household, or is that done at the temple? The sacrifice.
That was done at the temple. They would take it from the household and they would wash it in a pool. They baptize it and wash it, make it clean. It's all typifying what?
Jesus.
Okay. Now, when Jesus was sacrificed, the day that they did this. Now, did he take his Passover early? He had to. Or he wouldn't have been there. He wouldn't have been with them. Because right when they were sacrificing the lambs and getting ready for the Passover, they're cutting their throats as he's on the cross of Calvary. And he is that real lamb. All right, they kept on sacrificing, and they say to him, the mathete. What's mathete, Sharon?
Habitual
learners. All right. And then Altu. Tell me about Altu there, Brother Roger. Can you tell me about what case that's in, Altu? That's a third-person pronoun, isn't it?
Yeah, genitive singular.
Genitive singular masculine. The disciples belonging to him, Jesus' disciple. And then where do you wish? Where you wish? Second person singular, present, indicative, active. Where do you wish? The lace. The low, the lace, the lay, the loman, the lady, the lucy, the lane. That's how you conjugate that verb in present, indicative, active. Where you wish, having left or going, we may prepare. Look at that one. Subjunctive mode there. See that? First aorist, and the other one, second aorist, and it's participle. Having gone, or leaving, that we may prepare. In order that, phages, and that comes from estio. Phages is second aorist, so it's going to change the whole root of that thing. And it's phages here, it comes from estio, that you may eat the Passover. You may eat the Passover. That was the last time that church would ever have the Passover. That's it. This is the last Passover. And then verse number 13. Kai apestele, dio ton matheton, altu kai lege, altois, hi pagete, estein polin, kai apa. Apontese, himen, anthropos, kerel meon, hidatos, bastazon, akuole se date, auto. And he sends, apostole. What does this word come, what word does this come from? Apostle comes from, and apostolo means what? To send out with tremendous authority. Authority. Tremendous authority. It was good to see your faces. It is so good to see your faces. And he sends two, Dio, of the habitual learners, his disciples, belonging to him. See that word belong, that's genitive, singular, masculine, the third person pronoun. And he says, that's lego, leges, lege, legomen, legeti, legus, lege. And he says to them, deity, plural, third person pronoun, you go. Second person plural, present, imperative, active, you go. And that means hipo and ago. That means it's compounded. You go with authority. Unto the city, and he shall meet you, a man, and a pitcher, keromonion, and this means an earthen vessel, a potter's vessel. He'll have a pitcher of water, hidatos. We got a word hydron from that word, by the way, hidatos. Bastazon, carrying, that's a nominative singular masculine present participle active, carrying, and then you follow. Akuluthesate. You follow after him or to him. Okay? You follow him. Just track him. Track him down. 14:14. Kai. Hippo yon. Ace elthe. Epate, to, oike des pote, hote, ho didaskalos, lege, pu esten, to kara lima, mu, hipu, to pasca, meta, ton, matheton, mu, falgo. Marilyn, you don't have a Greek in front of you, do you? Do you want to come over here and sit, Sarah? Okay. Well, I know, but you like to read it, I know. And wherever, and that is where if is what it literally means, so we translate it as wherever, where if, he may enter, third person singular, second aorist, and subjunctive active, he may enter, eis erchomai is what that comes from, tell to the housemaster, oike despote, the guy that owns the house, the guy that's the boss of the house, or the head servant, to the housemaster, that the teacher, ho didaskalos, that comes from didasko, and here it's a noun, ho didaskalos, what number, gender, and case is it, Brother Roger?
Nominative, singular, masculine.
Do you see the omicron sigma on the end of that? Didaskalos, and then the ho in front of it? That means that's nominative, singular, masculine. And what declension word is this? Second declension. You can write that down if you want to. And he says, where is the guest room? The guest chamber of me. Where the Passover with the disciples of me, I may eat. Look at that subjunctive mode. 14 verse 15 now. Do you see what I, is it written up there when I taught this in the seminary? 1976, that's ancient times ago. How many years ago was that when I taught that in the seminary? Long time, 42 years. Well, 42 years ago, almost on the day. 42 years ago, I was teaching this at CMBI. I think maybe I'm better now, even though I don't have as many brain cells working. Kai autos himen dexe. Ana goion. Mega. Estromenon. Hetoimon. Kai eke. Etoi masete, himon. And he, nominative singular and third person pronoun, and he, to ye, he shall show, he shall point out, actually, he shall point out. The index finger, that's what's this word index comes from that. Dexe. All right? He shall point out an upper room, large upper room. Sharon, have you been in that upper room when you were in Jerusalem?
Yeah, I've been there, but they said that was actually built in about 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, about 1,000 years ago, but it was about like the one that was there. Okay.
It's beautiful. The lighting and the arches. And
it was a very, they were very upper crust people.
Yeah.
Having been furnished already, and it's ready, hetoimon, ready, and there, eke, that's an adverb of place, if you want to write that down, adverb of place, I don't have it written down in mine either, and there, ye prepare, and that second person throw a first aorist imperative act, and ye prepare for us, spread a table is what it really means, arrange things, get things ready, arrange it. Make arrangements. 14:16. This is a fun now that you haven't done this since January. Kai, I almost want to translate it in my head when I see this. Kai exelthon, hoi mathete. Kai elthon, eis te polin kai hiron kathos, apen, autois, kai hetoi mason. To Pascha. Ex erchomai is where this word comes from, this next one. Kai, page 208, if you want to write that down. And they went out, the disciples. That's nominative plural masculine, the disciples. And they came into the city. And they found just as he told to them, and they prepared the Passover. And they prepared the Passover. This Passover was a type of what Jesus was going to do for them, wasn't it? Going to be a type of what Jesus was going to do. Kai hipsios manomenes erkete meta ton duodeca. And evening. What's evening, Brother Roger?
When the stars show.
Yeah. When the stars come out. Yeah, when the stars, when you can start to see the stars. And evening having become. Now, this was instituted where? We Elay Shemot. What's that? We Elay Shemot. Brother Roger?
That's
the book of Exodus. The Exodus is talking about Israel leaving Egypt. And the night that they prepared, and it's nighttime, that you do this, the Lord's Supper is when? In a church. Supper time. All right? And they do this in the evening. Okay? This is twilight. And the evening having become, for itself, by the way, it does that automatically, doesn't it? You can't stop evening from coming, can you? All right? And evening having become. And that is a dramatic historical present. As Brother A.T. Robertson says, a dramatic historical present, and he comes for himself with the 12. Jesus comes for himself with the 12. Look at that erkete. 14:18 now. Kai ana ke menon auton kai estionton ho Jesus epen amen lege himen hoti heis ex himon paraduse me ho estion met emoi. Now why do we have this capital? Why do we have these capitals there at the end of this sentence? That's a quotation from the Old Testament. It's a quotation. And laying up. How did they eat? Marilyn?
They laid up to the table.
They laid up to the table. How tall was the table?
Maybe about a foot.
About a foot long, and they laid on cushions, and they laid up to the table. And that's what it says. They laid up to the table. They're reclining up to the table of them. And eating. Present participle, active, genitive, plural, masculine, eating the Jesus. He says, truly, amen, lege himen. Truly I say to you, the one out of you, he shall betray or hand me over. The one eating with me now. Now they're eating the Passover dinner early, aren't they? And they're eating there, and now he says, the one eating with me, and that is going to be fulfilled also, because this is fulfillment of prophecy. Everything is fulfilled. So many people that are agnostics and atheists will not realize, they will not realize that this is all prophecy. It was fulfilled exactly to the crossing of the T and the dotting of an I. Exanto. Lipeste, kai, legain, auto, eis, kata, eis, mati, ego. And they began to be grieved. They began to be pained with grief. And to say to them, one according to one, one by one, not I, is it, Lord? It's not I, is it? It's not me. Is it me, Lord? They weren't sure of themselves at all, were they? They knew when Jesus said something, it was going to happen, didn't they? They knew that. But they didn't quite understand this. How is this going to happen? Who's going to betray us? Now, do you think that they might somehow had a little inkling about old Judas Iscariot?
Probably observing him, yeah.
Yeah, he was a thief, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a rascal. He couldn't be trusted because the money was disappearing. It was. We got a good treasure. There's New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. You haven't stolen any money at all, have you?
No.
And you all try to free the preacher too, don't you? Yeah. All right. And they began to grieve one by one and asking him, is it I? And then verse 14 and verse 20, a whole day a pain. Altois, haste ton dodeca, ho em ba tasmenos, met emu, esto en triblion. Moreover, the one he said to them, one of the 12, the one dipping, there's the word baptizing with me in the one dish and bowl. The one sitting close to him is doing it. He's going to betray him. The one sitting close to him is going to betray him. And the one dipping in the bowl, what was it? What bowl of what? Brother Roger, what's this bowl?
The bitter water?
The bitter herbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bitter. They would take bread and dip it in these bitters, and they would eat it. And the bitters are going to do what? Remind them the bitterness of slavery in the land of Egypt. And they're supposed to have their shoes on their feet, aren't they? Yeah. Now, they're laying up table. They're laying down, but they have their shoes on, their sandals. Hippodio. What does sandals mean? Brother Roger, you got something like that on your feet. They're underbinders, aren't they? You've got them on, too. Underbinders. That's what they're called, underbinders. They're bound underneath your feet. And they got their underbinders on, but they're laying up to the table. And one of them that's going to dip the bread in the very dish that Jesus was with, in other words, he's in close proximity with him, is his bosom buddy. All right? And also, in one of the Gospels, it said that Jesus took a piece of bread and dipped it in there and literally put it in Judas's mouth and fed him like a baby or a little bird and put it in his mouth. 14:21. Hodi ho men. Huios to anthropu hebage kathos ge grapste peri auton ue. Ue. Say that. Ue. Ue. That is a onomatopoetic word. That it's a sign of sorrow. Woe. Ue. Woe. Moreover, de to anthropo ekenon di hui ho huios tu anthropo pera diadote. Kalon auto e uk egneste ho anthropos ekinos. Now Judas leaves at this point. Jesus takes that piece of bread and puts it in his mouth. Go do what you must do. Go do what you must do. Because indeed the Son of the Man, he goes just as it has been written, remember, this is all pre-written history concerning him. Woe, but woe, we could verse the conjunction, it's actually a little stronger now, but woe to the man that through whom the Son of the Man is handed over or betrayed. Good for him, kalon, good for him, if not having been born the man, this one. It was better if that man hadn't been born. Where is Judas Iscariot today? In Hades. And I'm telling you something, it's just beginning. He'd been there for 2,000 years nearly, but his hell is just beginning. And he's not in the eternal hell at all yet. Where did we start, Sharon? Four or what? Four, twelve. All right. Do you have any questions on any of this? 14:12-21. Did you learn something here? Yeah, that's... You learned you forgot Greek. How about you, Marilyn? Did you get something out of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't know that you put the bread in the one's mouth.
Yes, he did. He was so close to him. John was on one side and Judas was on the other side. Mm-hmm. And he was so close to him, they were using the same dish. They had several dishes on the table, didn't they, Brother Roger? You have had a cedar, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've gone to one of these. They have several bowls of this, and your bosom buddy gets to sit by you, and you dip in the same dish. So they dipped it. They were dipping in the same dish, and then Jesus took one piece of bread, put it in there and dipped it, and gave it to him.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Now, Jesus was wanting to be the one to suffer, not Judas Iscariot at that time.
I want
to
ask you, would that be olive oil and... like the oregano and basil and garlic and all that stuff?
What is it, Brother Roger?
So that's probably all on the table, but there's the lamb, there's the bitter herbs, there's the haroset, which is the sweet, there's the water with the salt.
Okay.
It's all different dishes. And plus there's wine. Yeah. On the wine.
Four cups of wine.
All right.
And a cup for Elijah.
And a plate for Elijah. Yeah. All right. And that's the cup and the plate that Jesus took at the end of it. And then he institutes the Lord's Supper, and that's what we're going to talk about the next time. All right. Any questions about this, Brother Roger?
Not a question, but I think in most churches, they don't get that they have Passover early.
No, they don't.
No.
No, they don't. He was crucified.
Yeah.
He was on the cross that day. He was on the cross that day. When they sacrificed the lambs, he was on the cross. And then that night is when the Passover early. This is early. But it was three Sabbaths that week. Okay, but most of them go with the Catholic idea of the Passion Week, don't they? And they preach that at the church where we came from, pretty much. But it's not that way. What day of the week was Jesus crucified on that week? What? Wednesday. He was crucified on Wednesday. He was in the ground, in that grave. They came out there. After that Sabbath, and got him, they put him quickly and buried him, and they took him back out and more kingly they buried him and put him back in there, and he rose on Sunday. He was in the ground 3 days, just like the Bible says. Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days, and then he spit him out on the shores over there at Nineveh, however he got there. We know now. That was a long trip, wasn't it? All the way around through the Mediterranean, down across the Africa, and up into the Indian Ocean, and into the Mediterranean Sea, and all the way up that river. If he swam that far. He could have flew. You know, God can fly that fish. The flying fish, whatever. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Marilyn, would you dismiss us in prayer, sweetheart?
Well, I was 30 minutes.